Hello and welcome to the Ageless Abodes podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and I help people 50 and older to gracefully age in place, downsize or right size into the perfect home. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new episode. And let me be the first to welcome you to the Homeowner Tribe, where we empower you to not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. Stay tuned. Hello, 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 guys. It is leaf collection season here in the DMV. For those of you who are not familiar, DMV stands for District of Columbia, Maryland, and Northern Virginia. And during this time of year, DMV residences have the option of having the leaves vacuumed in their yard. Right. So what they can do, the residents, is what we do is we rake the leaves to the curb, and then the city will come with a vacuum like machine and they will vacuum up the leaves for us. Now, again, this is optional because I know that some leaves will, they can help the yard, the grass, what have you. But again, this is a service that the city provides. So I want to advise you to go to your city website to see when they have it scheduled for. It is now through, some places have it through December, now through, some places have it through January. You want to find out when is yours scheduled for, and if you miss that day, what are the consequences? Can they come back around, or, you know, what can happen? So, speaking of which, so that, you know, my family, we got together and we went to the family house and we were working on the yard, breaking the leaves and everything as a family. And it was so enjoyable. And guys, I learned so much. Number one is the leaf blowers. I think some of them can be used as snow blowers too, because when I was researching it, trying to buy one, some of those blowers can be used for snow as well. But those blowers, oh my God, they were powerful and they were effective. Those leaf blowers, oh my God, they save your back. Now, I did have a rake. We had a bunch of rakes and we had about four or five leaf blowers, right? We had all kinds of leaf blowers. We had the electric, the battery, I hate to say it, the gas, even though here in the state of Maryland, in 2024, those gas powered leaf blowers are going to be outlawed. So if you have one, you want to go ahead and make your switch over to electric and or battery. And, you know, one of the things my brother taught me, he's really handy, right? So one of the things he taught me is that the longer the cord, the less power you have. So if you choose to do electric, then you want to make sure that, you know, your cord is not really, really long. Okay, so if you have a 50-foot cord, right, then you will get more power than if you were to have a 100-foot cord. And I'm just throwing these numbers out there. I don't even know how long these cords are. The point is, the longer the cord, the less power you have, right? So you want to keep that in mind. And actually, guys, what I witnessed this weekend was the fact that all of them had power, right? The electrical blowers had power, the gas blower had power, and the battery. The only thing with the battery is you have to charge it. It runs, the battery dies, right? So it's helpful to have more than one battery. Another thing you need to be aware of as it pertains to a leaf blower, like, I'm in love with those things. Like they were so powerful, right? But I've learned that the higher the CFM, which stands for cubic feet per minute, the higher the CFM, the larger the area your blower will move, right? The CFM is how much air has been blown out, right? And you want that power, right? You want the, actually, and they have different settings, right? Different settings. And then you can kick it into turbo. Like, I was really excited about this. But the CFM is how much air is blown out. And you want a powerful leaf blower because it'll make the time go by fast. It'll help you to get more done faster, right? CFM is the amount of air, how much air is being blown out of that little nozzle, whereas the mph, which is the miles per hour, it tells us how fast the air is going, right, as it leaves the mouth of the leaf blower. You need both to be effective, and I'm telling you, it will cut down on the time. We had rakes, and we also had the blowers, and I am telling you, the blowers, we were able to knock it out, right? But then we also had the traditional rakes because there were some areas where we sort of needed that or wanted that. Well, I wanted that, right? I wanted to see the difference. I've never used a leaf blower until this weekend, and I am a fan now. I love them. So guys, when you have a small yard, you want to get the right tool to fit your need, right? So let me just back up for a second. So we had the ride-on lawnmowers that my brother bought. He bought about two, and they were able to chop up, or something he was doing with the leaves, it collected it or chopped it up, and it made the leaves disappear. I don't care, just make them disappear, right? And then we had the leaf blowers. The other thing I want to say about those leaf blowers real quick is the fact that you can get a leaf blower that you push around. You can get a leaf blower that's like a backpack, but you want to be mindful of that because when I read the reviews, the thing about the backpack is it is heavy. So in some cases, it was knocking people off balance, right? So you really, really want to do your research when you are searching for a leaf blower. And then the other one was a strap. The one was one was lightweight with a strap that you can put around your shoulder. And again, it was lightweight. And then they have the other leaf blowers that you just kind of hold it in your hand and move them around. And I had the experience of trying them all, right? Because this leaf blower is totally new to me, but I love it. If you have a larger yard, you may want to go with the lawnmower that has that bag collection type of thing. And then there's other lawnmowers where it'll mulch up it'll like shred up the leaves, because leaves do help the yard to grow or the grass to grow or something. It has some benefit, right? And yet at the same time, if you have a small to medium yard, any of those other leaf blowers, but I just suggest that you get a leaf blower. I am a real fan of it right now because I enjoy using them so much, and I saw how effective and how quickly we were able to knock those things out. I am telling you, if we only had the traditional rake, even though my rake was strong, if we only had the traditional rakes and nothing else, no lawnmower, no leaf blower, we would have been out there for several days, right? So I suggest, if you can, get yourself a leaf blower. It was phenomenal, right? And again, you want the highest CFM and you want the highest MPH, and they work together they work together to be effective in getting that stuff done quickly. Now, let me just say, a leaf blower, they do have some leaf blowers that had a bag, but to me, that bag was too small. It was absolutely too small, right? So, but there are some leaf blowers, again, if you have a small to medium yard, I wouldn't even say medium, because the bags, from what I've seen when I was looking to buy one, the bags were really, really small. And leaves, because you're pretty much... So there are some blowers that'll suck up the leaf, and it has a bag, but the bag was too small for me. But if it isn't within your budget, oh my God, let me tell you, even with us having all of those tubes, I went home and my body was aching, right? Bathtub time, soaked in the bathtub, everything. But I'm telling you, without those blowers. So if you can, if you have it within your budget, you want to go ahead and get yourself a blower. It worked wonders, and I've seen it do that for the snow as well. But we'll be talking about the snow once the snow comes, right? But the DMV is offering leaf vacuuming services. Now, again, each city has their own requirements. So you want to visit your city website, right, to find out what do they require. Some of them require you to put them in a bag. Some of them require you to push the leaves out to the curb and not the street. Let me emphasize that. Not the street, right? And for the most part, they also want you to remove any stones, any sticks from the pile, any types of debris, branches, bottles, rocks. They want you to remove them from the leaf pile. So this is strictly leaves, right? Also, again, as I stated before, I want to reiterate, push the leaves to the curb, not on the street, right? The other thing is do not park in front of the leaf piles with your cars or your trailers or any other large item. Move it away so that they can get up to the pile of leaves to suck them up, right? To vacuum them up. And the other thing is, again, I've already said this, they want you to not only rake the leaves to the curb, but they also want you in some cases to wait until the weekend before your scheduled pickup, which is why you need to go to your city to find out when is it your turn for your neighborhood and your street to be vacuumed. The other thing I want to point out, guys, is don't forget that the mail person still needs to get to the mailroom. The mailbox. So you want to be careful not to block the path for your mail person to get to the mailbox. Just want to throw that in there. So you want to find out what your city is requiring you to do. Either call down there or go to the website. It has plenty of information, guys, because some of these places require you to put your leaves in bags in a container of some sort with a yellow yard waste sticker on the bag, right? And then place them on the curb, whereas some others, you just kind of move the leaves to the edge to the curb for them to pick up. So you want to find out what the requirements are in your city. And for some of these guys, like Bowie, Hinesville, Greenbelt, District of Columbia, Largo, Maryland, Riverdale Park, New Carrollton, Mount Rainier, some of these cities I have, I'm going to put these links in the comments. The description for you to see what the requirements are. You want to find out what the requirements are, because sometimes when you don't follow the requirements, they can use it as an opportunity to not pick up your stuff, to not pick up the leaves, right? And you don't want a pile of leaves still sitting there, and then the snow comes in, and then now you have snow and leaves piled up, right? You want to do what they're suggesting that you do, what they're requiring you to do, so that they can come and get those things done. Also, again, you want to find out if they're going to return, like if you've missed the date. You know, if you miss the date, you want to go ahead and find out if they are scheduled to return and then come up with the solution. There are some people who live in the rural parts, and I've seen people burn the leaves, right? So it's not safe for me, because I know the damage I can do, but at the same time, they're skilled at it. They know how to burn the leaves. I don't suggest it. I don't even know if it's legal, but I have seen it way out in the boonies where they do that type of stuff. So you have to do what you're comfortable with, and you have to do what's legal. But yeah, guys, it is, again, leaf collection season here in the DMV. And listen, I want to just say something. I want to suggest that you do a neighborly act of kindness. And I'm going to start incorporating these into each one of my episodes. That will be cool. Neighborly acts of kindness. I've done a podcast where I gave you a list, but I'm going to start incorporating some. And one of the things you can do in this episode for this particular topic is help a neighbor who has leaves that are, you know, they you can look at the yard and tell whether or not it's unkept, whether or not it's you know, it hasn't been taken care of. You have seen your neighbors to know who is mobile, who is more mobile than others, right? Who is elderly? Listen, take it upon yourself to reach out and do that neighborly act of kindness, right? Because like it or not, you all have to live in that neighborhood together, and you can look out for each other, especially now with people stealing packages, with people doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You want to be the eyes and ears for your neighbor. You want to be your neighbor's guardian and angel, right? So if you know that they need help in that area, take that blower over there and go ahead and knock that out. Because I'm telling you, I'm harping on that leaf blower because I was really amazed at the power, even with grass a little high in some areas, right? We were able to just put that blower on that leaf, you know, the leaves buried in that grass, and just blow it out of the water. I am a firm believer in the blower. I will tell you that the leaves go everywhere. So if you have like a small patio, a patio, you want to be careful about which direction you blow it, right? But guys, if you've used a leaf blower, it has worked for you, you want to share your experiences, feel free to leave the comments in the comment section so that you can help other people. But again, guys, you want to go to your city website and see what are the requirements for leaf collection. Most of these, again, are optional. In some cases, you can receive a fine, right? So again, you want to find out what your city requires. And these cities that I mentioned and some more, I am going to, again, list in the description for you to go to the website to find out what are the requirements and when are the dates. Some of these things end in November, the end of November, and yet there are some of them that end in December, and yet some cities, they end in January. So you want to find out when is the last date for your city, when is the next time they're coming around, can they reschedule and come around if you missed the date. All of those things you need to find. And what are the requirements? I'm going to say that again. And what are the requirements, right? So you want to find those things out by visiting the website. From what I see, each one of these cities may have something different, right? So you want to find out what is it saying about your city in terms of leaf collection, and how can I work so that we can all benefit from it, because the snow is right around the corner. Here in the DMV, for those of you who are not aware, here in the DMV, we experience all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. We receive them all. So if you were considering moving here to the DMV, these are some things that you're going to have to look forward to. We have this leaf collection, and then we also have the snow. That's a whole nother thing, but it is, so we'll get into that as the snow comes. But right now, it is leaf collection season here, and the city is willing to help you get these leaves out of your yard, right? So that your yard can be nice and pretty, have curb appeal, and be safe and ready for the winter, because I cannot imagine. Let me tell you, it's sometimes, I don't even want to jump the gun, but I don't even want to think about this, but shoveling the snow is not easy. So I can't imagine shoveling the snow with leaves, right? Anyway, guys, so I'm going to leave these websites in the description. Again, I want you to follow up with your city. If you don't feel like going to the website or you don't have internet access, then you want to contact your city to find out what are the requirements and when are they coming around on these web. When are they coming around on these websites? You will see some maps and when they will be. Some of them are working in sections, like for example with DC. I see that they have several wards that they're working with at a time. So anyway, again, you want to find out what the requirements are in your city so that you can be prepared to get those leaves out of your life. And yes, I know that some leaves are still continuing to fall, but you will have the bulk of them out of the way with them just vacuuming it up and you just preparing. Now, let me just say, for those of you who have a really, really large yard, like the family home that we have, if you have a really, really large yard, make a party out of it. We gathered the family. I thought they were going to put some food on the barbecue. That's what we usually do. But we didn't. They bought some food, sodas, and we all came together and like I said, used the little leaf blowers and then the rakes. Some of us had rakes. It was how many of us? I don't know how many of us were. I think maybe 10, maybe. So my point is, if you have a large yard, invite the family over, right, to help you. Guys, don't be prideful. Don't be prideful. There's some people who would love to do that, right? And here's the thing. If they don't have a home right now, it'll give them exposure to what it's like to own a home, right? So give them that exposure so that they can look forward to owning a home one day, right? Give them that exposure. Bless them with that opening of the eyes, right? All right, guys. I hope that this has been a helpful episode. I kind of just threw this together at the last minute because I had such a great time this weekend, even though my body was sore because I was using the manual rake, the old-fashioned rake, some of the time. But I really enjoyed it. It turned out to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend here in the DMV. I think we had the 50s or the 60s. And it's crazy because we woke up and it was in the 20s. It was freezing cold. There was ice on the car this morning. So right now it's in the 42 and I guess we're going up to 50. The point is, here in the DMV, again, we experience all four seasons, right? But guys, yes, take part in this curbside leaf collection. Again, go to your city website to see what's going on and how you can make your life easier by getting rid of those leaves. All right, y'all, have a great day, and I will see you in the next episode.